It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. The Chamber wants to remind you listeners that primaries matter in Orange County, and the Chamber's Election Hub is your one-stop shop for information about who and what is on your ballot, as well as where and when to go vote. Learn more about the primary election by heading to carolinachamber.org/elections. It is Thursday, and we are talking Chapel Hill, joined on the phone by Mayor Pam Heminger again this week. Pam, happy Thursday.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes. Cinco de Mayo, indeed. How are you doing? It's great to have you back after a week off, and it seems like there's a good bit to catch up on with the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting last night. And, man, it's just a busy stretch right now in our community between getting ready for summer, things wrapping up at UNC. We've got graduation this weekend.
Right. And we'll start repaving West Franklin the day after.
That's a big part of it.
It's a busy month. Yes, May always goes by just at the speed of light.
Yeah. So you can expect to see a lot of bustle around in Chapel Hill this weekend, definitely more than usual. What is, throughout your time as Mayor Pam, what is your experience on kind of graduation week? Because it does usually kind of, it's a mix of like clashing with Mother's Day sometimes, and as it does this weekend, there's just always so much stuff happening.
There always is this weekend, and we have different graduations happening at different times. So there's people in town. We have lots of visitors in town right now leading up. I ran into a group of folks mailing packages off today to home back from college, and just a lot of activity. We try to spruce up and get ready for graduation. We have our UNC flags out along Franklin Street, and the restaurants are usually hopping and busy and catering. All those kinds of things are going on, and I think everyone's really relieved to have a more normal-ish graduation weekend, and the weather should be cooperative, I hope. But there'll be a lot of people in town at celebrating with their graduate, and we're excited to have those visitors in our community.
Always a good time. Always a good time of the year. I don't know if it's fair to say that budget season is quite as much fun, but that also does kind of go hand in hand with May and this time of the year. And I know that the town council just heard from Chapel Hill town staff last night, kind of that first big look at the proposed budget for next year, among other things during that town council meeting. What were some of the things that stood out to you in this budget proposal, Pam? I know that these things don't necessarily change a whole lot from year to year, but what stood out this time?
So I would say the fact that our budget is an 8.9 increase over last year, and that's due mostly to the increase in sales tax in our community. Reval last year had a little bit of an effect of upping that number, so our budget has grown, and we are in good financial shape, which we knew going in, but we still have to make some tough decisions. There's lots of things on the wish list, to-do list, maintain list. The transit budget is up by 15%. Because of all things going on in the world with gas prices, we're trying to move towards electric buses, and just maintaining transit with our transit partners is gotten more expensive over time. But we're trying to look at a longer-term strategy on the budget, and we're starting the public hearings, and we have a work session this week. We're trying to add some more things to the budget, especially for revitalizing downtown, and then figure out how that ties into the ARPA funding, the American Rescue Plan dollars. And so there's just a lot of decisions to be made, but the majority of the budget is our personnel, who we value very much, and it's a very competitive job market out there. So we're making sure that we're trying to offer our employees a good pay range that they want to be with the town. And people are welcome to weigh in. They can come to the budget meetings, or they can send us emails, or they can call to hear what they want to share with us.
You mentioned the ARPA funds, and that's actually kind of an element of this year's budget that I haven't heard many other leaders mention just yet when we've been able to talk with them. Can you share a little bit again about like what funds are still available for the towns, what funds that are there, and kind of how they have to be used? Because I know that there are usually parameters around and kind of a deadline
as
well.
The federal government's been relaxing some of those parameters, which has been helpful. And we're all kind of learning as we're going along. But we have approximately $10 million left to spend. We already spent about $600,000 on grants to small businesses and minority-owned businesses during COVID and ones that are trying to recover. The council's given some indication that it wants to split the ARPA funds up into different categories. We have $500,000 set aside for community participatory budgeting. So we've asked for requests from the community for different activities for that money. We want to help people who are mostly affected by COVID. We want to support Parks and Rec, which has a lot of needs right now in maintenance and facilities as more people have been outside using our Parks and Rec systems. And then downtown revitalization, affordable housing, climate action. Those are some of the main categories that we're talking about right now. And we do have up to 3 years to spend those monies. I'm not sure if any immediate decisions will be made before we break for the summer, but we should be well on our way to kind of narrowing down the things that we do wish to spend the money on.
Once again, we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. And if you want to kind of check out the meeting materials, check out that draft budget proposal yourself, be sure to head to townofchapelhill.org. You heard Pam mention there are lots of chances and opportunities to have a say and let the council members know your own thoughts about the budget or what priorities that you have as a community member coming up. So be sure to check out dates there. Any other highlights from last night's town council meeting you want to flag for folks, Pam? I know that there were a lot of kind of hearings and kind of broad discussions on projects.
Right. And well, first, we had three proclamations. May is Historic Preservation Month in Chapel Hill, and we have such a rich and unique history here, and we are the home of the nation's first public university, and we've had a lot of input. There's a lot of wonderful walking tours and self-guided tours and a scavenger hunt. If you want information on that, we have it on the town website. It's Police Week and Provider Appreciation Day, thanking our police officers and staff and people who provide child care out there. So we want to ask people to show appreciation for everyone. And then we have the Tracks music event coming up. We have a lot of activities in May. They're going to be a lot of fun. There's also art over at the library being displayed. Tard Healing is there right now. We heard an update on the Orange County Transit Plan. It's a 5-year plan. On how to use the county sales tax transit funds and to connect with the Durham County Transit Plan as well. We also approved three different affordable housing projects. Approved is probably a strong word for the one. Approved funding for one of them. But the duplexes on Roberson Street, the Peach Apartments, and an affordable housing package up at Caraway Village. So that's always exciting when we can move those along. And then we have the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It's virtual. This is the first Friday of every month, and we're going to be talking about those concept plans for the area up near Blue Cross Blue Shield Building and the Red Roof Inn. We're trying to get the developers to work together. There's four large parcels that we want to work in concert and try to figure out how they make a sustainable neighborhood instead of just four separate projects. So a lot going on.
No kidding. And if you want to try and catch up with as you heard Pam mention there, that committee meeting and again last night's town council meeting, townofchapelhill.org, the place to go. Now, we did not have a chance to catch up last week, but we were able to talk with Jess Anderson, and she mentioned Bike Month. We talked a lot with Damon Siles, Carborough Mayor, about Bike Month as well. Not sure if there are any upcoming events that you want to flag for that, or just talk about why Chapel Hill has once again proclaimed May Bike Month and is something that you want to celebrate.
Well, we're trying to get more people out of their cars, as you know, but we also want to help people find safe ways to get around Chapel Hill and Carborough. And there's just a lot of activity around bikes right now. I got to actually try out an e-bike last week. I'm very excited about that. It'll give me an opportunity to be able to bike a little more often in Chapel Hill, so I'm going to order one when we get to that. But we want people to be trying out ways and telling us where we need to improve our bikeways. We get a lot of good response back from people using their bikes, and it's a wonderful way to get around and save the environment. It's healthy. There's just all sorts of positives, and we really do want to be a biking community and a multimodal kind of path community as far as people being out of their cars.
Anything else coming up in the next little bit that you want to flag for folks? I know that we've definitely covered kind of just a portion of what's happening on the local government side, and we've got graduation this weekend, but the town just announced the Tracks Music Series is back for May, which is going to be, or back for the summer, which is going to be very exciting.
Those were really popular last summer. I enjoyed them. We're going to be doing the first one here in May on the 21st, I believe. And so I think that one's going to be downtown, so we're really excited about that. And it's just a wonderful way for families and people to come together and enjoy some music from local artists. So that's a lot of fun, and there's going to be regular events coming up with that. We just were trying to create all kinds of ways for people to come together in our community, and we're trying out different places and spaces for that as well. So it's just fun because we're starting to really figure out that we are a music community and people really have a lot of talent and they enjoy hearing it. So we want to bring those folks together and let everyone experience the wonderful talent that is here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I was going to say the Downtown Music Series really did seem to be a hit last year, as was the Tracks Music Library Series. And goodness knows that we've got such a rich local music scene to celebrate with such things, too. You know, how are you hoping that the town's going to be able to kind of use those experiences from last year and continue to find ways to push not just the arts, but I guess specifically kind of the music spots? Because, you know, I think Chapel Hill has a couple of good, like, indoor venues, but it is, as you said, kind of like playing with the spaces and the gathering of people.
That's what we're really working on because it was popular over at U Place. We have some areas downtown. We had some music buskers out last year. The Downtown Partnership is trying to make their events coordinator full-time so they can work on music programming for downtown, because that seems to be the way people do want to come out and experience something live and local, right? They want to hear the music, they want to see the art, they want to have food, and they want to wander in a safe environment. So our expanded sidewalk project, which will come back after the repaving when we get there. I think we've found the way to make that all happen by tapping our local artists and by, like I said, trying out these different spaces and places to see. And it may be that we constantly rotate them around. Maybe that's the answer. Instead of just one particular place, we do this. And it's very popular, like I said, with all age groups, and that was really fun to see, too. There were just so many different people at these events, and you didn't have to go to all of them to experience it, because some people like other kinds of music better than others, but even on a rainy Thursday, there were people out at the U Place listening to music, so a lot of fun, and we're excited to find ways people want to come together.
Well, again, if you want to check out the lineup of the Tracks Music Series for this summer that the town of Chapel Hill just released, be sure to check out townofchapelhill.org. That's also where you're going to find a lot more details about pretty much everything we've been covering with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Okay, take care and enjoy this nice weather.